This is the short version of the audio from USA Chat with Saad, July 21st, 2020.
Hi guys, this is Saad.
Hi Saad, thank you for coming. Thank you so much, Saad. We have everybody on this line. We are so excited to hear it and be at your presence. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. So, go ahead, Sana, John.
I believe that we all had the opportunity to listen to Sunday, and if not, we had the audio, so we listened. So we want to talk about it and see what we learned, how we can apply it, what are the questions, and what are the experiences.
Sachin, this is Radha. Bad news. I think maybe the problem is how hard it is to understand. Like, I listened to it again just now, and there was one part though where you say that you're simplifying it, and I feel that you're cutting all of the conversations that the mind has, and all of the logic and the reasoning and the figuring. I feel that, but I don't even know what to do with the rest.
Okay, we hear it from you. but that's very nice to not know. It's better than making up for it.
Hi, Gogo.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, little flower.
Gogana, I was going to say, first of all, I'm so grateful to have you on this phone call. Spending so much time with everything that you have said, I've seen the same question being asked of you in a million different ways, which was the same question from Sunday's, how can we stay in this stillness permanently? And you have always given different answers based on who's asking the question, what the situation is. So I don't want to ask that question again, but you've always said that you have to always kind of come at the mind in all these different ways. So it'll, if it's kind of unusual for it, then it'll grasp it. I wanted to ask if there's anything else that you, talking to yourself, feel like you want to share with us about staying in that state of stillness permanently. And I'm so happy to hear your voice. But by the way,
hi there, John. This Sunday was all about that. The whole tape is about that, sweetheart. No, there is no other language unless I talk Chinese.
Okay, I will listen to it more and more and absorb it.
It's not about going more and more. Whatever seeks in your heart, just dwell on it. Just dwell on it. It's not to get more different ways of truth, but to be able to concentrate on one. Otherwise, it becomes an entertainment.
Thank you, Glenn.
Mm-hmm. Particularly when you say, I know you said it in a million different ways. Oh, there you are.
I shot myself in the foot by saying it that way.
I know. It was really,
but it's true because I see the same question asked almost in every audio.
I know, but yet you ask it again.
I know. I'm so sorry. I added to the million and one.
Yeah.
Salam, Madam. Okay.
Degu, please don't.
خیلی تشکر میکنم که از صد اجازه دادن که منم تو این گرده همایی شما شرکت کنم. از شما هم همتون خیلی ممنونم. من میخواستم تجربه خودم رو بعد از که این آدیوی زیبا رو گوش کردم و دفعه اولی هم که گوش کردم خیلی به دلم نشست بگم. من یه ذهنی دارم که خیلی تحلیلگره و اغلب باید کاری باهاش بکنم، یعنی یا باید استافش بکنم یا باید نگاش بکنم. اون چیز پوتنتی که واقعا به قلب من تو این گفتهایی که صد با خودشون صحبت میکردن نشست، بارها اینو شنیده بودم ولی اینجا نمیدونم چقدر قوی بود، اینه که علتی که ما نمیتونیم ذهن رو کنترل کنیم اینه که ما ذهنمون نیستیم. چیزی رو که نیستیم اینو من اینطوری به دلم، این گفته سخت خیلی به دلم نشست. و بعدم که گفتن ولی در هر صورت یادمون باشه که I am I. من نمیدونم چقدر اینو درک کردم ولی یک آزادی به من داد که این توجه همو به این که ذهنم تحلیلگره ندم و بذارم روی این که من علتی که ذهنو نمیتونم خیلی وقتا صافش کنم به این دلیله که من از جنس اون نیستم و شاید به این دلیله که فقط من نمیدونم یعنی چه I am I، ولی این هست خیلی به دلم نشست عمیقا و خواستم خیلی تشکر کنم. مرسی.
Melissa, I'm so happy to be a part of tonight and that Sat allowed me to be a part of tonight. I wanted to give my experience of how what it was for me after listening to this audio. I have a mind that likes to make decisions, and I feel like I always have to do something with it. I have to stop. I have to watch it. But what really hit me about when Sat was talking to herself is that the reason that you can't is because you're not the mind. We cannot control what we are not. And this really saddened my heart. And then she said, remember, I am I. Now, I don't know how much I understand of I am I, but it gave me freedom, freedom to give attention to the fact that I am not the mind and that's why I can't control it, rather than giving attention to this mind that wants to make decisions. And it really saddened my heart so deeply, even though I've heard it before. And I just want to thank you.
بچه ها من رویا هستم، اجازه دارم یه چیزی بگم؟
Sure.
اولا که سلام عرض میکنم عزیزم، قربونت برم. بعد راجع به این چیزی که نیلوف بده نمیدونم، صدای پانتها بود به نظرم ولی نمیدونم کی بود، آخر نفری که راجع به ذهنش صحبت کرد. I was very much the same way. I'm just telling you what I did with it. I gave it, actually I didn't. I talked to Sad, this is years ago, of course. I talked to Sad on the phone and I told her about how my mind is. And then she told me, why don't you give it work that you like? At the time I didn't know what it was. And then she gave me examples of Baba says this, and one of the things that helped me so much was repeating the name of God, different names, whatever that I like, or say a verse of something that gives you that gives me comfort. And that's what I did. You know, I called it Zek. I don't know if it means anything to the West, but that's what she told me to do. And honestly, it was very, very helpful for me. And it was to the point that I didn't even know I'm doing it, but I was doing it. And it was as if, you know, I wasn't doing it. It was doing me. So I don't know if it makes any sense.
Sure does. Each person always gets grace by something that works for them. Not one remedy is for everyone, but to have wisdom accompany it is priceless. Yes, I also believe on repetition of the name.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Serenia.
On Sunday, like when you told about the Reno Sai Center set, I just wanted to share regarding that. Like, I felt, I have always felt the study circle at Reno Sai Center is so powerful. And I have been to so many Sai Centers, when I visit India and when I visit my hometown Sai Center, when I do bhajan there, I think of you and I think of Reno Sai Center and the study circle. And the first thing I talk to my friends there is, I miss Reno Sai Center now. And even Satya used to say the same thing. I was like wondering whether I'm doing that, but like I remember when Satya came back at that time, she used to say the same thing. And at the time I was like, what is so special? I was asking her like why she does wants to say this again and again. And I have told her that you are born and brought up in this Sai Center. But yeah, after coming here, I know the truth. It's like even when I go to the Sai Center in Fremont, like, yeah, the bhajans will be so good. And after that, myself and Satya will converse. Yes, we miss the Reno Sai Center study circle. Yes, I want to share that, sir. And with that, I have one question, sir.
Mm-hmm.
When you talked about surrender, on the day, is it similar to the one that we do in trust meditation, sir? Or am I confused with this?
Yeah. Trust meditation is really surrender meditation. And the only reason that works because it is not far from you. It is not something mysterious and imagined. It is within yourself. And what it does is the moment you remember the promise and you trust it, the mind stops. So there is almost no reason to surrender, as Baba said in his code. Because it is already a done deal. So if the surrender is total, there will not be any personality left. So the trust meditation really, really helps because it takes the burden off the mind. And when the mind becomes calm, there is a unity in that. And the unity is the true unity because it is not separate unity. It is the self with the self, the small self with the universal self. Is just a tool to point you to yourself, the ultimate self. And the trick with that is that the promise is if you take no thought, well, if you don't take any thought, I take care of you, of course. Because your mind is empty. Cannot be mischievous anymore, cannot cause trouble. Did everybody hear me?
Yes.
چون میترا هستم یه سوالی میخواستم ازتون بکنم و اون اینه که من به صورت توی مدیتیشن ها یا مثلا حالا توی سکوت هم اینو میفهمم که من و خداوند یکی هستیم. یعنی این بر من خیلی خیلی واضح. بعد یه وقتی که مثلا شروع میکنم خدا رو اسمشون رو گفتن و این چیزا، بعد یه حالت گیجی برام میاد که خب وقتی من و اون یکی هستیم چرا من دارم اون رو صدا میزنم، ما که یکی هستیم. یعنی یه خورده به نظر میاد چه کار بی خودی من دارم میکنم، ولی اصلا نمیدونم چرا اینجوریه.
Well, this question,
بله.
This question would not be asked if your unity with God was complete. Until it's complete, you can have both. You can have 100 more. Whatever helps you. Because the moment that you are repeating the name of God, you apparently are not in tune with your oneness, and that is just fine. Go ahead, Radha, translate her Farsi.
Mitra asks, Satyam, in meditation and in silence, I can feel my oneness with God very clearly. But then I start to call God's name and repeat the name of God, and then I become confused. Why am I calling on God if we are one?
And also, you can understand that you are with God. You can imagine you are one with God. You can even have a glimpse of that emptiness. But as long as you feel like you're one with God, you really aren't genuinely. I mean, ultimately you are. But I'm talking about the level of humanness is a very good start, but it's not the finish line.
Amen.
تات جون، من کتی هستم. یه سوال داشتم که خیلی نزدیک به همینی که در روش الان حرف زدیم. For me, you know, when I get that way when it comes to prayer, you know, praying for something or somebody, and I feel like you know, when he already knows how I feel, that there's no need for the prayer.
No, don't think this way. I mean, you can, and I want you to continue if you want to, but this is all the reasoning in the mind. There is, we don't need to avoid anything. Or thinking that it's useless or this and that. If there is a prompting for you to do a sincere prayer and your mind comes and says, well, what's the use of it is in me. It is a lot of use because you still haven't realized yourself. So, when there is a prompting to pray, we pray. When there is a prompting to repeat the name of God, we repeat. When is the prompting to just be quiet, we become quiet. But yes, the most important is that inner silence. But if you cannot have it, then you use other avenues to inspire your heart, to bring that devotion or love in your heart. So don't be fooled by that. And the strongest prayer is really self talking to self. And it is not so much for the world, or it is just a sincere heart-wrenching attraction to the magnet. And sometimes when this urge is really, really powerful, it also has a powerful result. Although I don't talk about prayers, because what comes out of me is really, as I said, is there's the truth of those that are really ready to receive it. Nevertheless, you can always go back to where you began. I used to say it to people that come to me, no matter how advanced you are, sometimes you find yourself in a ditch. Go back to the repetition of the name of God. Go back to prayer. Go back to learning about the stop meditation. There is no shame to do whatever you can to bring about the calmness of the mind.
Yeah, I feel like omnipresent really does very good for me, because it does calm things for me. And of course, you know, stop and trust. You know, I was never a praying person to begin with, because I never knew how to talk to God. I never knew where he was.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to light a candle tonight and sit someplace very quiet when there is no one, and go to the silence. And I want you, from all your heart, do a sincere prayer to nobody and for no reason. And you can take the name of prayer off of it and just pour your loving heart out. And there's no specific receiver. It's just you and you.
Okay, Satchu. Thank you. I will do that.
Yes, do that. And then if it happened for you to come next Tuesday, share it with us.
I definitely will be here next Tuesday. Thank you.
Okay. And the prayer that I want you to concentrate on, Kathy John, is a loving prayer. No asking, no demanding, no nothing. Just pour your heart to yourself.
Is it okay if I continue my love affair with God?
Whatever you do, as long, yes, everything is okay, as long as you're sincere with it.
I will, but you know, I guess the main topic that I was talking about earlier was that, you know, a lot of people ask for prayer, you know, pray for me. And, you know, I just, ever since I have learned omnipresence and trust, you know, those have been my tools.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know? Those are the tools for when somebody asks you to pray for them. But my purpose is completely different than what we're discussing. You started by saying that what's the use of doing prayer? And you're right. But for some reason, I want you to do it.
And I will. I am going to do it. And
okay.
I will let you know.
Perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
If you wish to. Yes.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, Sajun. It's Dahar. Am I clear?
Yeah.
Awesome. I wanted to share that Sunday night was one of those nights for me where, like, everything goes blurry when you speak the highest truth. It was so beautiful. And of course, your practices, your love, your wisdom is the most beautiful part of my life. But I just wanted to share towards the end, when I couldn't really see, but you said, we were told by Baba how to really surrender. It is by nothingness, being nobody. Some part of me, when I hear about like total surrender, being nobody, feel a little afraid of like this totality of it. And I was wondering if you had any advice for me on that.
Well, my advice is that you're misunderstanding what creates the fear. When you say you're nobody, means that you're not a prisoner. That's what it means. When you say I am somebody, that means that you don't know God, because you're attached to one little form, one limited form. Now, by saying I'm nobody, your body doesn't go anywhere. But there is expansion in your understanding that brings the body and mind more tranquility and more peace. It is just realizing, okay, you can say it this way, I am not just this body. But then it still is not the truth. But if that's the step you need to take, but being nobody means I am the one that resides in the body but is infinite. And also when a teaching does not sit in your heart, there is so many other wisdom you can pick up and entertain the mind with.
For sure, Satjun, thank you. And I actually love the practice of nobody. Earlier in this audio too, you said surrender is letting go of the bazaar. And just to make sure that I'm communicating as well as I can, there's something about the idea of that completely that scares me. In the moment, I love I am nobody, I know nothing. I do. But the idea that I am truly nobody and I let completely go of the bazaar, that's what sometimes I feel a little hesitation to.
There is no way of going out of the bazaar, even if you wish it. Okay? There is no way until the last breath each of us take. Okay, so you don't have to be concerned about that. What it really means is much deeper than that, meaning that take away the reality, the pain, the seriousness away from it so your mind can take some time off. So the mind can take some time off. It's opposite of fear when you understand it. And when you look at it as body identification, of course you get threatened. But I assure you that nothing you can do to eliminate the bazaar. There are times I wish, but I don't understand why people don't wish. That means elimination of imagination. My God, are you kidding? You were very brave to ask this question.
Thank you, Todd.
They were very naive, but they're in the naiveness, they were also innocent.
I would just like the total, you know, I want to go 100% and I want to voice anything that I feel like stands in my way of that. But thank you for saying that, Sachun.
Yeah, that's why I really think it was a good idea. We can't be shy about the trickery of the mind.
Thank you.
And also, as I was saying before, there is absolutely no force. It's just simplicity, to simplifying your life by simplifying the mind. That's it. And for the betterment of our life, as you all know.
Sure, thank you.
Anybody else has question or sharing that they think they shouldn't, because we might make a fun of them?
Can I ask?
I dare
you. This is Farnos. One of the things that you said was that the body and mind are not different, even the thinker. I want to know how I can put it to practice, and I want to understand, does it talk about, because what really helped me was that you were saying that don't take the responsibility of thoughts. These are universal. That's one of the first things you told me when I met you. How do I utilize this, put it in practice, understanding that these are the same body, mind, and even the thinker?
It's by maturity, and by contemplation brings maturity. If you contemplate on it and not ask for a way to get it, just contemplate on it, and then the maturity will show it to you.
Thank you.
Whenever you guys say, how can I, there is an effort there again. And I'm saying the remedy is just forgetting about how can I. Just dwelling on it rather than that. Easily. And if you don't dwell on it, don't dwell on it. Please don't give yourself a spiritual responsibility. I beg of you.
Thank you, Kat.
Sachunam, this is Gopi. If nobody has anything to say, I would like to share one small thing again. On Sunday, at the end of all the truth that you it came from your mouth, you said, my wish and prayer for all of us is gradual but consistent walking back home. And, just be and don't rush. This alone, this truth, it gives me a lot of hope, lots of encouragement, freedom, and immense love and interest on this path.
Yeah.
And I thank you that you allow me to receive it, as you said tonight.
Yeah, and I'm glad you noticed that, because what is being said to you guys is what I had to labor to discover. It was trial and error. So I am only sharing 45 years of finding out and failing and standing and failing. But the beauty of it was that I never stopped standing up after the fall. So, yes, in one way, it's much easier for all of you because you are being offered. And even with this offering, it needs your guys' attention and understanding to make it happen. This is why I asked Farnaz to put that today, that tape, because it just happened that I listened to it and I normally don't listen to any tapes. And I felt like, no, people's not going to concentrate on this. They don't know the value of it. So that's when I told Farnaz, put it back on and let people know that hearing a lot of truth, they cannot get used to it. They have their own work to do, which is contemplation and standing on their own ground, because it seems to me that really the ultimate secret for knowing oneself is being offered to all of us.
Thank you. I love you. Sachin, this is Nilu. I want to say one more thing. In the most precious that we read on Sunday, you say, what is temporary is just that, and what is eternal also always is. And you just answered me before I even asked, because the world and Maya shows the temporary all the time, million times a day. And I feel like I was always chasing the eternal, wanting to know, okay, this is temporary, but how do I experience eternal? Where is it? What do I do? And in the moments of silence and being with you, talking with you, or any contact, whether it's a wisdom or anything, in a split second, you feel it, but how do you catch it, or how what do you do with it? And you just said, do not have a spiritual responsibility. Just be. I mean, everything you said that night points you to doing nothing about it.
Yeah, the you can't achieve the truth, but you can drop the false. Listen. Say you have a glass of water in your hand and you're looking for an empty glass. You are so desperate to have an empty glass so you can put your tea in it. And that's the only glass that you have. So pour the water out.
Wow.
Pouring the water out is, you can say, symbolizes untruth. So when I said, let's not struggle, meaning don't keep saying I need a glass. The glass is in your hand. You don't want water because it has filled your cup with something you don't want, pour it out. And this is the process of going back home, pouring the water out.
Thank you.
There is no entity that can know the truth. Suppressing the entity. By being motiveless, aimless, purposeless, and see how effective our life becomes. Who wants to know the truth? The false wants to know the truth. Get rid of the false, you are the truth. And that is what we are doing, all of us. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the self, because you will not understand, but the self does. Therefore, quit analyzing, just contemplate by being still. Well, everybody, that was a nice chat. At least for me.